Chapter 4, in which a plan is revealed. Two droids against a castle full of evil thugs and a giant even more evil space slug? You might ask, what foolishness is going on here? Well, it is rather foolish, but it's not quite as bad as all that. It's actually the two droids, three people, and one Wookiee against the castle full of evil thugs and a giant even more evil space slug. To be truthful, there's also a monster in the basement, but more on that later. But why do it this way? Why not swoop in with spaceships blasting, laser guns zapping, Wookiees bowcasting, proton torpedoes laying waste to everything in sight? No, no, no. Remember, this is a rescue mission. The problem for Solo's friends was how to get him out of Jabba's lair alive. With the aid of the Rebel fleet, they could have blown the place to bits, but that would have destroyed Han Solo as well.
Carbonite is tough, but not that tough.
The Rebellion's ground troops could have attacked, but against Jabba's defenses and weapon stockpiles, it would have been a bloody battle, if not a small war. Besides, the Rebellion's army and fleet are desperately needed for the endless battle against the evil Empire, which even now is plotting anew to crush the Rebellion and bring a terrible new order to the galaxy. It's a very good plot to crush the Rebellion, I'm sorry to say. More on this later.
No. Though Han Solo had risked his life for the Rebellion could not risk its life for him. So, it was up to his closest friends. The loyal and hairy Chewbacca, the not always so loyal Lando Calrissian, the farm boy turned star pilot Luke Skywalker, and the rebel princess Leia Organa, to come up with a better plan. A very risky, very dangerous, very easy to go wrong, very unlikely to work sort of plan. The sort of plan that was so unlikely to work, in fact, that C-3PO would never have agreed to be part of it. So he wasn't told. And now, as the door slams shut behind him, it's too late to turn back.